So what are your plans for tonight? Before you share anything too personal, address a related but safer personal topic. An easy technique to move away from this question is to act as if you're addressing exactly what they asked, and the questioner will probably drop it. So instead of saying that you have plans to go out with your friends, you could give the asker something a little personal to satisfy the curiosity of the question, but make it an answer that will shut down the follow-up questions. Then turn it back around on them, like, I'm starving, so the first thing I'm going to do is heat up my pasta leftovers and eat my dinner. How about you? People ask awkward questions for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they might have malicious intent, but many times they simply don't realize they're crossing a line. Give the person you're talking to the benefit of the doubt and politely deflect the unwanted question with a safer topic response and then a question of your own. The pitch challenge today, list out the personal aspects of your life that make for safe conversation. Maybe it's your dog or cat or cooking. It's good to have some safe personal topics front of mind since conversations can turn pretty personal at networking events. And if you aren't ready with a personal share, you can look a little too stiff. Conversely, if you overshare on personal information, it can back you into a corner of curious follow-up questions that will be difficult to navigate and end up being incredibly awkward, especially if you don't know the person very well.